When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, the best show. How's everybody doing? How is everybody on this beautiful Tuesday night here in New Jersey? The phone number for the best show, 201-332-3484, 201-332-3484. If you want to call and talk to me, and who am I? You might be asking. You might be saying, who the bleep is this guy? Right? You're hearing it. You're like, talk to you. Who the bleep are you? My name's Tom Sharpling, and I'm here with you until midnight. Am I sick? Yes, I am. I'm fighting a cold. That's why the hashtag for tonight's show is Tom Has a Cold. I've been sick the last few days, but here I am. Ready to bring the laughs, as only I can do. Ugh. I didn't like that. Not a thing I would say if I was feeling well, but here I am. Ready, me and you, tonight, on this beautiful Tuesday evening, in October of 2016. Here we go, together, into the unknown. Well, actually, I know what's going to happen, because this show has been pre-recorded. Tonight's episode of The Best Show is pre-recorded in 2011. No, it's not. It was not recorded in 2011. This portion was recorded in 2013. No, it's not. This is live. 100% live. This portion of The Best Show was pre-recorded in 2015. Well, guys, we are totally live tonight. Forget all that pre-recorded nonsense. The Best Show is 100% live. The phone number is 201-332-3484. This portion of The Best Show is pre-recorded in August of 2016. I promise you that. This portion of The Best Show is pre-recorded in November of 2016. Piece of Twilight Zone biz if I drop that on your heads, right? But now I'm going to drop this on your heads. The Best Show theme. Let's do this. Here we go.
The best
yeah. Best show. Here. With you. As summer turns into fall. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of tonight's episode. We just heard from a band called The Genies. J-E-A-N-I-E-S. And that song was called Amy Lee. And it's on Hozak Records. You hear that song, Mike? What'd you think of that? Mike liked it a lot. Old or new? What year do you put on that record? Knowing that Hozak has reissued things, they put out new records, they put out old records. Mike says 80s. Mike, the source of that record, the Genies are a band that recorded that record in 2016. That's brand new. That's hot stuff, man. Mike says it's a new classic. How about that, the Genies? And I just got word the Genies have broken up. Sorry, Mike. You spooked them. No, it's a great record. The Golden Touch. Oh, before that, we heard something new. From Blind Shake. They got a new album coming out in a couple weeks. Only in a couple weeks. A few weeks. The album's called Celebrate Your Worth on Goner Records. Sneak peek. Comes out later this month. We heard Apostle Island. That's hot stuff, man. Can't go wrong with the Blind Shake. And the phone number here, 201-332-3484 on The Best Show. Sure, I'm sick. Yeah, I've been fighting something for a few days. What happened? Well, let me tell you, my friends. I went to the New York Comic Con. That's right. Remember I said I wasn't going? Because they denied Dudio press credentials. Remember that when Dudio requested Best Show press credentials, and I guess and look, I see some of the people who are at this thing. Really, press? You guys are press? You want the Best Show in? You let some of these pretenders give them passes, not us. Whatever. But then a week later, well, after Dudio got shot down, I said, New York Comic Con, you're dead to me. Want nothing to do with you ever again till the end of time. Then 1 week later, I was asked to be on the Steven Universe panel. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. Sure. Absolutely. Count me in. Was that a flip-flop? No. I say no. They paid me to go? They paid me. They didn't pay me much. $18,000. That's all I got. No, I got nothing, basically. What did they give me? $60? Something like that? I'll do it. That's enough. Free admission. A car took me there and back. And it's like $60. Yeah. I've done more for less. Like this show, for example, for 2/3 of my life here on Earth. So, yeah. So, $60. You kidding? Get out of my way. It's my money. Gimme. So I go to this thing, because I do a voice on Steven Universe, the Cartoon Network show. And I'm there. And we do this panel, me and a bunch of the other voice people, and then Rebecca Sugar, the creator, and Kat, who works on the art side of things, too. And then we're there, and it's at Hammerstein Ballroom. It's packed. Packed. I'm telling you. Packed. People like this show. It's nice to be on a show people like. Do a voice on this thing. People were losing their marbles, man. Did that. Then I went to the Javits Center, which was not built for Comic-Cons, by the way. It was built for aluminum siding conventions and things like that. It was not made to absorb 150,000 people in stormtrooper costumes roaming the halls. Broken escalators. Wall to wall. Oh, my God. It's just insane. I mean, it's... If you've never seen one of these modern-day Comic-Con things, you can't imagine that this is... You'd, I mean, it's inconceivable, right, Dudio? Yeah. Because I got Dudio in. It was one of the demands I made when they asked me to go to the thing. I said, I'm not going to this thing unless I get the guy who fought for press credentials into this thing. And you know what they said? Yeah, who cares? Sure. Apparently it was not as much of a Norma Rae moment for them as well as for me. Taking my big stand. They're like, okay. There is no way I set foot in that Comic-Con unless Dudio, who was rejected for press... Sure, we'll give him... You can stop. Stop the speech. Sure. Only one person? And I'm like, I'm not bringing Mike to this thing. Can you imagine Mike at Comic-Con? Oh, God. First of all, imagine he'd work something. I'm Masses Man. Great. What's your name? My name's Masses Man. I'm a superhero. And how did you get your powers, Masses Man? I was bit by a radioactive AP Mike at Bandcamp. apmike.bandcamp.com. There's one, Mike. Calm down. So, I mean, one thing I was surprised by, there was no one in Harley Quinn costumes this year. It's very strange. No Harley Quinns, right? Oh, wait, which one's Harley Quinn? Oh, that's right. Every third person was dressed like Harley Quinn. Unbelievable with that. The Harley Quinn and the Joker. You'd think that movie was good by the way people supported it. Best costume I saw at the whole thing, though. Best costume of the whole thing. I saw someone with a floral shirt. And then they had the alphabet written on their shirt in three rows. And they had Christmas lights hanging in front of those. They were the wall in Stranger Things. That was their shirt. It was the best costume I saw at the whole thing. The wall in Stranger Things. Whoever you were, I tip my hat to you. I also saw someone dressed as Thor crossed with Ronald McDonald, which I thought was, well, not good. At least there was one of them. And I saw someone dressed as like the Pope and Deadpool. Deadpool also. Harley Quinn and Deadpool. They should have their own convention. The Harley Quinn Deadpool Con. Yeah, so I'm at it. We do a thing where we're signing stuff for people. Very nice, Steven Universe. These fans of this show are so enthusiastic I ain't seen nothing like it, except for the Bez Show. I got two of these in my life. Two things where people actually care about them. Yeah. Most people have zero. I got two. So in that regard, yes, I am lucky. I get it. I am. I don't take that lightly. You kidding? These crummy cartoons. You spend your whole life watching these crummy cartoons nobody cares about. Then there's a cartoon everybody cares about. Kids are invested in this thing. And not just kids. I say kids in the broadest possible sense. So I'm sure I ended up taking pictures and shaking hands and stuff. I'm sure that's where I got the cold. I know it. That whole thing was like a giant Petri dish. Comic-Con. People sneezing inside a Deadpool mask. Imagine that. If you're wondering where people if you're wondering who in America is still eating like street pretzels, that's where they're being eaten. Like the worst, driest. I was so hungry leaving this thing that I had to get one of those things. It was the worst thing I have eaten in 5 years. Street pretzel. And why was I sitting eating it? Because, yeah, they sent a car for me, which is great. It's an amazing luxury. Makes you feel fancy. Made like the Cinderella. And the car is like 45 minutes late. Like, literally all this dude driving this thing has to do is account for traffic and pick people up on time. I'm coming. I'm getting these texts. I'm coming. Please stay. Like saying, please don't rat me out to my boss that I'm late. Don't worry, I won't rat you out. I didn't rat him out. I'm not a rat. Snitches get stitches. In the car service biz. Snitches get stitches. Think I'm going to rat you out? Don't worry, dude. I got your back. Should you have been on time? Yeah. Did I give you a tip? Of course I did. For the worst car service service imaginable? Yeah. Full tip? Absolutely. Why not? Yeah, I'm sure I got sick on a street pretzel, maybe. I'm sure it was a combination. It's probably like cross triangulation. I was getting hit from all angles. Handshake on the Steven Universe autograph line. There's one. Someone coughing, a Deadpool coughing in my face. There's two. Grimy street pretzel, three. Of course I'm sick. Street pretzels. Dry. Weirdly hard and soft at the same time. The worst kind of hard and the worst kind of soft. Hard like they're stale. And soft like they're wet. When it's not stale, it seems like it's wet. Burned and underheated simultaneously. Each bite an adventure. In nausea. It's like a game of Jenga, but with nausea. Each bite, you pull a peg out. When do you throw up from the street pretzel? Yeah, what do you think, I'm eating hot dogs, Mike? Come on, Mike. Mike wants to know if I'm eating shish kebab. Yeah, I don't eat meat, Mike. Oh. This guy doesn't pay attention. He only pays attention do his own things. apmike.bandcamp.com. That gets his attention. Hacking Deadpool. And is it worth it to really go to Comic-Con if you're in a thing that you're, like, not comfortable in for that long? And on I ended up back there on Saturday. God knows why. I mean, I know why. I had to do some work nearby with people at Comic-Con and ended up back in it for an hour and a half, killing time between things I had to do in the neighborhood. Had nowhere to go. There's nothing like when it rains and they're closing the thing down and people are, when you see Doctor Strange without an umbrella, no spell. And though she ain't casting no spell to keep the rain off of him, right? What's wrong with the Moons of Madripoor now, huh? The Eye of Agamotto? Is that helping you? No. Now you're getting splashed on 11th Street, 11th Ave. So the hashtag tonight, Tom has a cold. Yeah, I've been laid out for the last few days. Like, really, I didn't know if I was going to make it tonight, but I'm here. That's what we do. We do what we do. Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is Matt from Waltham, Mass. How are you doing tonight?
Matt from Waltham, Mass. What's going on in Waltham, Mass tonight? Home of what record label? Say it.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble hearing you.
Home of what record label? Waltham, Massachusetts. Oh, you don't know. Triple R Records. Triple R Records. Nice try. Nice try. What can I do for you, Matt?
I'm having trouble hearing you, which is strange. You're coming through very faint on my end. I think it's a problem with me, though.
How about now?
That's better, but I don't want to hurt you because I know you're sick.
I'm screaming. Yeah.
I just wanted to share a...
Wait, what are you on? What are you on? Are you on a train?
No, I'm riding back from band practice currently.
So you're in a car?
I am.
Yeah, that's why you can't hear me. You're in a car. Oh, boy. Goodbye. What a dud. That's how we start. That's what I came in for. Sick as a dog. I could have been laying in bed. Like a dog, D-O-G-E. I gotta get one of those dogs. A dog dog. Gabe Delahaye has one. I wonder if he'll rent me his dog. Does anybody rent dogs? I don't know if I want to own a dog. You know those dogs, Mike? You know those dogs? Dogs, D-O-G-E. Okay. Jason Dudio. You know what I'm talking about, right? Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Jenny from Seattle.
Jenny from Seattle.
How's it going?
It's going well. What's going on, Jenny?
Well, it's been a good week, and I was just going to tell you a quick story about something that happened on the bus.
Let's hear it. Can you hear me? Can you hear me all right?
I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah, of course. It was that guy's phone.
I think he was riding a bike.
I can't hear you well. Why not? Well, I'm in my car coming back from band. Go ahead, Jenny. The floor is yours. His poison is not going to spill into your call. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, I got on the bus, and a guy got on with a backpack that had a water bottle on the side of it. And he turned, and it splattered these two men with water, like drenched them. And... not that that's funny, but it was. And their faces got so mad. Like, they just got disgusted.
Well, they got splashed by water bottle water?
Well, yeah, it happened really fast. I don't know if they knew what it was.
So they didn't know it was water bottle water necessarily.
Yeah.
But you did.
I saw what happened. I had a front row seat, kind of.
It was, but who should be mad at who in that case?
So the guy who had the water bottle profusely apologized. One of the men was in a cast, and one was just like slapping water off of his iPhone, and they were just like, their faces looked like pretty much like Charles Grodin in every movie he's been in, where they get like, their faces were just so mad, and the guy was like, I seriously don't know where that came from, and everyone was pointing to his water bottle, like, your water bottle's open, that's where it came from.
That is gross, because that's his lips are all over that thing.
Yeah, it's real gross.
Yeah.
It was a gross day. I mean, before that, this cat I'm cat sitting brought animal organs into the house when I woke up. So I was like, this day is going to be bad. But then that water bottle thing happened to someone else, and I kind of felt some camaraderie.
But the cat doing that, that's a nice little thing for you. The cat's trying to say. The cat's trying to pay tribute to you with that.
I swept up entrails at 6 a.m. I don't even own a cat, so I was like, what do I do with this? Is it compostable? I don't know.
But the cat is trying to say to you, look what I got for you.
Yeah, it was sweet.
So.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you that story about the water, because
I think
it's pretty crazy.
The story. I don't like the story happening, though.
It was pretty funny to me, but I'm probably not that nice for laughing, so.
No, you're all right, Jeannie. All right, you have a great night.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye. Night.
I've just been told the correction line. Just been told Triple R Records is in Lowell, Massachusetts. I apologize. I was wrong. I got flagged by that. Matthew on Twitter caught that. Call that a best show boner. When I make a mistake. So I'm going to send you to, you get a no prize, my friend. Right? Remember those, Mike? Nope. No, remember those? You don't. What's that? No postage. I don't know. Here, I'm done with Mike. Mike had a good run on this show. We're catching the tail end. This is the tail end. If Mike was the Beatles, right now, George Harrison just got his mouth shocked on the microphone. We're in the home stretch. No, if anything, if Mike was the Beatles, right now they just finished laying down Her Majesty. Best show.
Hello.
Hi, what was that?
Oh, I was just trying to clean up the kitchen.
This better
be good. This is Dominic in Ithaca. How are you?
Dominic, this better be good. You're starting off, you're coming up from, you're starting at a deficit with this one.
I know, it was just the cleanup of the kitchen. My kids made a mess, so I was on hold trying to be productive. So I am sorry you're not feeling well, though. I wanted to say that first.
Well, thank you for saying that.
I'm curious if you've heard this new Bon Iver album.
No, I'm not going to hear that.
Oh, well, I'm not here to talk praises about it. I'm here more about, I'm having a crisis of character almost about it, because I think it's like the worst thing I've ever heard, but I have close friends that's like, it's like changing their lives for them.
Well, look, then you know what you say to them? Not clicking for me. Not clicking for me. There's other things that make you feel the same way, right?
Right.
You've got music that makes you feel like your life has been changed, right?
Absolutely. It's just, I guess it's more the polarizing thing about it. Like, what is it that they are seeing that I am not seeing?
Like, what song, what things make you feel changed? Well, that song, Welcome to My House, Anna. That song, right? You like that one? You like Macklemore a whole lot, right?
No.
What's that Macklemore song you love?
Go and do the thrift shop.
How's that go? I can't remember how that goes anymore.
It's catchy stuff, but no,
Sing it for me. Sing a little bit of it.
I honestly do not know, but I know of it. I would sing it for you happily if I
could. So it doesn't click for you. What are you going to do?
No. No, I know. It's just I've been talking about it, and like my wife, she thinks it's terrible, but you know, it's just amazing that something could be so completely like life-changing for one, the worst thing you've ever heard. Like, I mean, to me it's like the worst Phil Collins moments amplified, you know.
You'd almost think we were all different people.
Fair enough. But I just was wondering if you'd heard any. I guess you haven't heard it at all.
No, I ain't heard nothing from it.
Okay.
I don't have time anymore. I don't have time. I got a finite amount of time here, bro.
I understand.
I can't listen to stuff if I have a feeling I'm not going to be into it.
I gave it a shot. I definitely gave it a shot because my friend, the friends that like it, we were, you know, they're close friends. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
All right, good. Okay.
Yeah. I tried to be fair.
Are you writing a 33 and a third about this? Get off my phone. The guy. You didn't get it. Move on. Go listen to something you like. Jeepers, creepers. Is this guy flagellating himself over this? You're doing the Stations of the Cross because you didn't like a Bon Iver album? Move on.
I don't know, but I mean, I listen to it. I don't know how understand how this can be so...
Well, first of all, if I'm doing that guy's call, it go like... It was like a sound effect convention. I thought he was talking to... Like he's... Next thing I thought I was going to hear like that, as if he was like one of those sound guys, like he'd be walking on gravel... Like, I was definitely doing a little sound, some Foley work over there. Move on, bro. Don't work for you. Works for others. You got other stuff you like.
That's how music works.
Right, Mike? Oh, God. This guy. Hey, Dudio. Show Mike out of the building, please. Show him out. Show him out. Bounce his ass in the street. I want Mike in the street. He don't screen the calls for the show no more. AP Mike got thrown right out the best show door. He used to be the associate producer of the show. But now he's in the street. He's got nowhere to go in the street. Oh, no, no. AP Mike's in the street. He don't screen calls for the best show anymore. You know what song that was, Mike? Ugh. This guy. The frame of reference. You don't get the... You're out. You're out of here. Get him out of here. I'm serious. I want to see if somebody gets that. Somebody will get that on Twitter, what song I was just singing. There's no way nobody gets what song that was. That was a classic Best Show moment. Best Show.
Hi, this is Henry from Berkeley, California.
What's up, Henry?
Hi, Tom. Hey, I wanted to first just say I had a nice time interviewing you at Comic-Con on Friday.
Why, thank you. You were part of the press. Right? What the credentials we couldn't get, you got.
One email and got it.
Yeah, one and in. Dudio writes a thing, no go. Sickening.
How'd you enjoy New York Comic-Con compared to San Diego?
Well, I haven't been to San Diego in a long time. I had a good time, though.
Okay.
I had a good time talking to the people. I had a good time seeing my friends. But it's too much. right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's too nuts. I can't do it anymore. Too many Deadpool costumes.
Somebody should have been like Harley Deadpool. Like, there should have been just a mashup outfit.
I'm sure there was. We just didn't see it. So, well, Henry, I'm glad I got to see you. You seem like a nice gentleman, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks.
Anything else?
I did want to say I did my best. Like, when I wrote up the article, I tried to put in like three links to the best show in there. But want to spread the word.
Thank you. Thank you. What article?
If I must advertise myself, it's on.
Well, you got it. You said everything but advertise it. Oh, get my car, Mike. Get Mike, dude, you let Mike back in and then give him my keys and tell him to bring my car around. No, go ahead. Give the thing. You teased it. You said you write for a thing. You wrote a thing. You put links to a thing. And then I say, well, what's the thing? You go, oh, well, golly gee, I guess if I got to mention the thing. Go ahead.
TheFandom.com, and you can find it also. There's a big link to it on the Steven Universe Wiki page if you look that up.
Great job. Thank you, buddy. You have a grand evening. Get off my phone. Get off my phone, all of you. Right? Get off my phone. My friends, this is as great an opportunity as I've ever seen in my existence to tell you all about Dollar Shave Club, new sponsor to the best show. Dollar Shave Club. I've been using this Dollar Shave Club razor for a few weeks, and I got to tell you, it's a nice shave. It's good stuff. Some might even say fantastic. Look, you probably don't know. In fact, I hope you don't know. It'd be weird if you did know the other products I was using. It would mean there's some sort of cam situation going on right now. I would not be into that. And I don't mean cam like on Modern Family. I mean cam like someone watching me shave. I also started using their shave butter, which helps with a nice, smooth, effortless shave. Some would say delightful, and some of those some would be me. I'm going to say it. It's good stuff. Dollar Shave Club, they got all sorts of things over there, stuff for your face, for your hair, everything to keep you feeling and looking fresh, Dollar Shave Club. And trust me, once you're in the club, you'll see they've got the best grooming products on the market, and they're all affordable. So here's what you do. You want a good deal? Right now's your chance to see why so many people love Dollar Shave Club. If you're not a member and you've never joined, now's the time. Get your first month of razors for free. All you pay are the shipping, and it's only a few bucks for that shipping. So join today. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/bestshow. That's dollarshaveclub.com/bestshow, and you'll get your first month of razors for free. You just pay shipping. dollarshaveclub.com/bestshow. And it wouldn't be the best show if I didn't have an opportunity to tell you. Oh, Dollar Shave Club. Shave your face, bruh. There we go. Also, let me tell you about my friends over at Squarespace. It's that time of year. You got a few months left in the year. You want to do that thing. You want to make that splash. Whether it's that landing page, a gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, you want to show people what you're all about. You got a few months left to do it in 2016. And Squarespace is the way to do it. You create that website. easy, intuitive, simple. Add and arrange the content and features with the mere click of a mouse, and you get a free custom domain. If you sign up for a year, you get a custom domain free for a year. They've got amazing customer support, 24/7. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of their team is always online to assist you, and you can't mess with the commerce tools. Hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world process orders and send custom emails. And with the one intuitive interface that Squarespace Commerce allows you to use so simply, and it is a piece of cake to understand every aspect of your business. You don't sweat it. Squarespace does it. No coding, no muss, no fuss. Get your website up. Show people what you're all about. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com and enter offer code Best Show to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com. Enter offer code Best Show to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace. Build your website, bruh. And now, last but certainly not least, this is copy that was written for me to read as if I am saying it. Oh my, oh my. This is for Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell, the TV show on Adult Swim. They wrote it, Dave Willis and Casper Kelly wrote this as if I'm saying it, so I will gladly do this. This is very funny. Here we go. Do you hate your job? Do you live with existential dread? Then watch Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell from Adult Swim. It doesn't even matter what your answers were to those questions. That's how good this show is. It's a workplace comedy set in hell, literal hell, where demons grapple with love, sex, religion, technologies, and dealing with the world's worst boss, I'm not cursing on this, all while having to stab some unfortunate soul in the, okay, scrotum, while listening to Smash Mouth. Folks, this is so funny. Folks, this is what peak television is all about. There are probably 17 shows that take place in hell, but this one is the best. It has guests like Andy Daly, Eddie Pepitone, John Glazer. Created by Dave Willis of Aqua Teen and Squidbillies fame and Casper Kelly, the guy who made Too Many Cooks, which was the thing that came out the same week as my amazing Newbridge special, and promptly sent what was an excellent, really funny program packing to the scrap heap of 4 a.m. obscurity. Okay. John Worster co-wrote some episodes. Why wasn't I asked to co-write an episode? Or write an episode? What is this? I know Dave and Casper, and they said they're fans of mine. Did they think I'm too big to write one of their shows? I probably am. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell Season 3 premieres October 23rd at 11:30 on Adult Swim, and you can watch Seasons 1 and 2 at AdultSwim.com. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. I've been a fan of it since it started. Very funny show. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. Go to hell, bruh. The phone number, 201-332-3484. As we do our thing here on a Tuesday night. Who's good here, Mike? Best Show.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, this is Josh, the organ player up in Boston. How are you?
Josh Cantor.
That's me.
World Series ring owner, Josh Cantor, the organist.
Yes, that's correct.
For your Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, well, I was hoping to not have the night off tonight. I was hoping we'd still be in the playoffs and I'd be working the game, but we were knocked out, unfortunately, but it gave me a chance to call and say hello.
But you were knocked out by who?
Knocked out by the Cleveland team.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You refuse to say, you just call them Cleveland.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel, Josh, well, first of all, Josh, congratulations on a successful season. You still
Thank
went
you,
to
I appreciate
the,
it.
The team went to the playoffs, which is still, that's not nothing.
Yeah, they won their division. They exceeded expectations. David Ortiz had a fantastic, final season. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of things to celebrate, and for me personally, there were a lot of joys and accomplishments, so that was great as well.
Did you see the headline that on the New York Post, it said Big Floppy? Did you see that? It said Big Floppy.
I did not see that, I wouldn't expect anything less from the New York Post.
I actually made that up. I don't know if that was on.
Oh. Back. Well, that would have been a good one.
That would have been, but he didn't flop. He didn't flop, right?
No, I mean, he didn't do great in the playoffs, but most of the hitters didn't do great. That was sort of the problem. But he did fantastically well up until then. But, Cleveland has a lot of good pitchers, so you can't really blame the hitters entirely.
Yeah, exactly. Look, congratulations on a great season. And one of my favorite things with social media, one of the only things I like about it anymore, it's basically a clogged toilet at this point, a social media. But one of the remaining joys is looking at the things people write to you as the organist for the Red Sox, people asking you to play certain songs, and then you playing things, and they're freaking out how much fun it is, and how much they love all the awesomeness that you bring in as a very live and organic element of these Red Sox games.
Thanks so much. I mean, I appreciate hearing that. I love getting to do it. I mean, I loved the job long before the social media became a part of it. Social media makes it really special. I get feedback from people. I know what they like and what they don't like, and it's fun to take requests on the fly and kind of have it be like a live tightrope act. And I particularly get a lot of wonderful suggestions and feedback and input from people who are fans of your show, and I really appreciate, that connection, that community. It makes it a ton of fun.
Now, what's a song that you played this year that would be, not that you're slipping things, you're not slipping things in, you're the organist, you're playing, it's 2016,
yeah.
Well, you're supposed to be playing American in Paris. This is not the past, it's the present. Now, you're playing contemporary music, but what's a fun thing that you played that would not be heard in any other ballpark?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I guess, each ballpark kind of does it a little differently. For the most part, I stick to the hits, whether that means new hits or old hits or really old hits. But if people ask for things that are a little off the beaten path, then it's kind of part of the, as with any business, like if the customer asks for it, the customer's always right, so you can, it gives you that leeway to,
Have you met some of these customers?
I mean, as far as
you've met some of these customers though, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, I actually was listening the other day to, when you had, Toronto Sex Dwarf Alex on the phone last week, and he was saying that he was going to ask me to play that song, and I was thinking, I'm probably not going to play that song.
Not.
Nothing against him, but you know what I mean.
No, you're not running a sex club. You're at a Red Sox game.
Yeah, right. But I think, I don't know, as far as sort of new popular stuff, like, a lot of times, younger folks will kind of hit me to the new things. Somebody will be like, oh, hey, there's a new Drake song. You should play it. And it just came out yesterday, and I haven't heard it yet. But I can, pull it up on my phone and learn it quickly and play it. So that kind of thing is fun. I totally love the Beyonce record that came out in the spring. So I was playing, like, a lot of those songs at the beginning of the year. And maybe that's a little unusual in terms of a ballpark oriented kind of thing. But as far as stuff that's not popular, I don't know. Nothing's like immediately coming to mind, but I mean, I know I do them all the time because people will, send me their request for.
Well, look, you're not the only one with a keyboard here.
Kind of maybe indie rock type thing it is that they're into, and then I'll I'll learn it, and I'll play it, and then usually I'll forget it, you know, because that's the way these things go. But
Josh, I've got my own keyboard here in the studio.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the only one. Can you hear that?
I can only hear it ever so faintly.
Well, it's probably because it was a $16 Minions keyboard that I bought at Toys R Us.
Oh.
One
well,
song I
would... fun, too.
You know what would be a fun song for you to play? Tell me if you've ever played this song, and I can't play it, but I'm going to make like I'm playing. Like, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na to knock on wood.
I've played that one probably once or twice. Once or twice that I can remember. And just only because, you know, somebody specifically requested it. Like, it's not one that I would consider...
Well, I know one you can't go without playing is...
That one's super popular. Oftentimes the DJ will play that one because people really like to hear the recorded version with the shouting and the guitars, and then, you know, people get into it and they dance around and stuff.
And who is that again? That's the
Dropkick Murphys.
The Dropkick Murphys, yes. The most Boston band ever, maybe. More Boston.
Perhaps, in some ways. That definitely seems to be like a pretty big, you know, part of their identity and their cult following.
By all rights, the band Boston should give their name to the Dropkick Murphys, and then they can be called Boston because they are Boston. And the band Boston would then have to be called the Dropkick Murphys.
I'm sure you get plenty of people to agree with you on that.
What's another one do you play?
That's the official victory anthem of the Boston Red Sox.
When
they win a home game, the DJ will play that song. That's Dirty Water by the Standells. It's a really great song. I'm actually pleased that that's our victory anthem because I think a lot of teams are stuck with, you know, lamer victory anthems than that. Mm-hmm. So,
do you know what the Mets' victory anthem is?
I do not.
I don't think they do either, actually. I don't know if they've picked one yet. They have to win something to have a victory anthem. Look, and these Mets fans, I'm not getting on these Mets fans, but I never saw more people, they pile in on that one, like, the Mets song should be Lonesome Loser by Little River Band, which like, is, you notice any team with ETS, right? Whether it's the Jets or the Mets or the Nets. It's like you know, they say there's no I in team.
Right.
But there must be an ETS in loser. Because every one of those teams, they bite it, right? What is that? Seriously.
Oh, I don't know. I'm coming from the Boston perspective where we lost a lot for a long, long, long time.
Boston are such losers now. They had one team. One team didn't win. The other ones won everything. And then finally the team that didn't win anything started winning now too. It's over. You won.
Trust me, I get it. The identity has changed. It's, you know, it's an embarrassment of riches. Yeah. We can no longer, you know, claim underdog status with any kind of credibility. And there's a certain arrogance that comes with it in terms of the overall fan base. I get all that. I'm in tune with all of that. I don't like to kick someone else's team when they're down because I've been on the other side of that.
I hear you. Look, you're a class act. You're classier than I am. It's like Tom Brady. It's like Ben Affleck said about Tom Brady when he was like, he's just so effing classy. He's so effing classy. When he was on the Bill Simmons show.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, the reason he didn't turn his phone over is because he's so effing classy that he didn't want anybody seeing him if he put down other players on his phone. He's so effing classy. It's like, this guy was talking about this guy as if it was in a, like he was doing a eulogy for him. No. He's a multimillionaire who got told he couldn't throw a football for four games. Oh. This is what I think the Mets anthem should be. Oh, wait, not that. Stop. Here we go. I've been riding, baby, riding on the peace train. No, 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 no. I'm on the peace train. Right? Have you ever had to play Peace Train at a...
I don't know if I've played that one, but I have played some Cat Stevens. I do like his song. It's funny, actually. I just met him at Fenway Park a few weeks ago. He was there on his night off on tour, and he came over and chatted to me, and he said he enjoyed the organ music. It was really very flattering.
That's awesome.
I can't recall if I've played Peace Train before, though.
Somebody's saying that the Mets have been using Michael Perry as their...
Their
victory anthem, that they play AP Mike's Michael Perry over.
That seems a little dark.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. They don't play it that often. Right? Look, Josh, again, you are an awesome guy.
Oh, thanks. So are you.
Well, thank you. You did a thing that I'll never, ever, ever forget, which was when the Best Show, when I announced in 2013, that we were wrapping it up, you played, and this is the first iteration of the Best Show on WFMU. It's back now. For people who don't understand, it's back. For God's sake, you miss it? Do I miss it? Miss it. I'm here every Tuesday. So, I'm such a big fan of the show. Oh, thanks so much. So you miss it? I could have died when that person said that to me. I tell you, but... You played at a Red Sox World Series game, the Best Show anthem, which I...
Yeah, at the clinching game.
Yes, the game when the Red Sox won the World Series, which is when you did that, I immediately, forever, eased up on the Red Sox, making fun of them. Except for tonight's big floppy, fake headline. So... Sure, I'll still make fun of the Patriots or the Celtics or the hockey. What's the hockey team called again?
The Bruins.
It's not the Slapshots? It's not that.
No, it probably should be.
That's the band.
Because then they could. Then that band could kind of be to the Bruins, sort of like what the Dropkick Murphys are to the Red Sox.
Have you ever played Slapshot at a Red Sox game? The hardcore band Slapshot.
I think I probably played a chorus of something once because somebody requested it, but you know, there's not, I like that band a lot. Their tunes are not very melodious though, and that's kind of the one ingredient that's key to sort of making a translation to a good live organ instrumental arrangement of a song.
Sure. You know what would be a fun one for you to do is during a, like if it's a tight game and if it's like if the team's like falling apart, you play, no, 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 I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Right? My head really hurts. But that would be like, for like organ wise, it would just be like, no, 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 people would be like, oh, that's a fun, jaunty little tune.
And yeah, it's good. You can hum along with that.
Yeah. And people would be like, what is that? You're like, it's Black Flag. Josh, you have a great off season. I hope to see
you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very soon. Let me know if you're coming down here. Come, you know, I'd love to have you come by.
That'd be wonderful. Maybe I can lug my organ in and we can do some requests and have people call up and sing along or
yeah,
something.
Or you can just play my Minions keyboard. It's pretty.
Oh yeah, that's
pretty,
a good idea too.
Pretty awesome. It's got five different instruments, or four actually, and it's got a picture of two Minions on it, which I guess they couldn't afford. A picture of the third Minion on it. But I hope to see you very soon, Josh. And people should check you out on Twitter at...
JT Cantor.
JT Cantor. All right, buddy. You have a great off season. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
That's a nice guy, Mike. Right there. Nice guy. Now, do you know that song I sang was a Shangri-La song, Mike? Do you know that song? That's a good band. Dead Man's Curve. That's Jan and Dean. The leader of the pack. Yeah, leader of the pack. Dead Man's Curve. Look out, look out, look out. Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Jessica from Ithaca.
Jessica from Ithaca. Before I forget, Jessica, let me just read this. It's very important. If I don't read this, I'm going to be mad at myself. Let me find it. Hold on. Where'd it go? Why am I not seeing it here? Hold on. Here it is. I'm going to go to my email, and I need to read this email. It's somebody, a listener of the show, has a situation with a cat that needs to find a new home.
Okay.
This is for people in California. There's a cat named Cher. Cher is a beautiful 4-year-old Norwegian forest cat currently living in a trailer on the Pacific Coast Highway in Pacific Palisades. She's super sweet, smart, and sassy. Litter box trained, it weighs about 7 pounds. There's a moving situation, like a relocating situation, and Cher is looking for a loving temporary home for the next 18 months. So if you're somebody in the Los Angeles area and you can take on a cat for the next 18 months, shoot me an email. I'll send the email. The email is a cat named Cher at gmail.com. So if you can provide a home for a cat for the next 18 months, this is a listener named Neil is trying to place this this poor cat named Cher. A cat named Cher at gmail.com. All right. Thank you. Well, go ahead, Jessica. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Sorry I couldn't call last week. I worked doing Wednesdays, but Elena called in, so I think the band was represented well.
You were repped, yes.
Yeah, we were real repped. We played our second show yesterday.
Okay. Well, your second show, and this is for the band that's called Nancy Babbage. Yes. So.
Yeah. It was really nice. You played at a Cava Bar, which is a bar that sells Cava instead of alcohol.
Wait, it sells what now? Cava?
Cava.
K-A-V-A.
K-A-V-A. I think it's like a root from Asia or something.
I've never had Cava.
Yeah. So it's a real Ithaca thing to play in a Cava bar, I guess.
So you played the Cava bar, and the show went well?
It was called Sacred Root. We were really loud. It was nice.
This is what I'm hoping happens for Nancy Babbage.
Okay.
You look. Two new members join the group. Avalanche Bob and AP Mike. And AP Mike will do Michael Perry, a song he has available at apmike.bandcamp.com, along with his Masses shirts. God forbid I don't mention them. These Masses shirts he sells. For the bar he works at. And you get Avalanche Bob, who is probably going to call next week. I asked him to skip a week. With all due respect, Bob, let's break it up a little bit here.
He's a bit much sometimes.
A little bit. It adds up. I want to maximize what he brings to the show.
Of course.
So yes. And suddenly Nancy Babbage, you're doing surfing, surfboarding, snowboarding,
punk rock, rock and roll,
that
snowboard, yodeling.
You're doing that, and then you're doing Michael Perry, and then you're doing the other Nancy Babbage songs.
I just think of a set, you know, we start with something from the new album. Okay, then we break into Michael Perry.
Yes.
Then we probably do a Devo cover.
You tease Michael Perry. You play the first few notes of it, and then the crowd starts cheering, and then you go, not yet. It's coming later. Hang tight,
and
everyone.
Then the yodeling comes.
Then the yodeling. Then.
Probably a Devo cover, a Joy Division cover. Make him wait.
Sure. Then the big encore, you do Michael Perry into Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth.
What a great show.
Right? Into The Way That You Move by Smash Mouth. Into I'm a Believer by Smash Mouth.
Into that Third Eye Blind song, Sunny Charm of Life.
Yeah. I want something else.
To get me through this.
A Semi Charm kind of life. A baby.
Baby.
A baby.
Baby.
I've seen people do that at karaoke, and that seems like a hard song to do.
Yeah, it's like really fast.
Yeah, it's got all those parts in it. I don't know.
Yeah.
The hardest song I ever did at karaoke was Chop Suey by System of a Down, and I canceled it halfway through because I couldn't hang with it. Wake up! I couldn't pull it off, Jessica.
Couldn't.
So what else is going on? Anything else? Congratulations on the show going well. I think it went well. The people at the Kava Bar
show. No, the guy we opened for really told us he really liked it. So that was really nice because he told me that when I was thinking about all the mistakes I made. So,
well, nobody knows the mistakes you made except for you. You know more than anybody else.
Of course.
Have you ever been to any kind of comic book thing, any Comic-Con?
No.
No?
Great guest or great caller, I know.
That's all right.
That's just gonna be my thing. I've had friends have gone to them. I've known a few people who've done intricate cosplays for things, but.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, you got a lot of living to do.
I know.
A lot more cons. There might be some big cons in your future.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Comic Dragon Con. Who knows which con you'd go to?
Comic Con.
Yeah. I don't know.
A Dash Con.
All right, I don't know what that is. I'm going to. Okay, Jessica. All right, anything else?
No, that's it. Just want to say hi.
All right. Well, you have a grand.
Yeah, keep it short and sweet.
Have a great week. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Best show.
Hey.
Yes? Hi.
Hi,
Pete. Oh, boy.
This is me.
Hi, it's you. What's your name?
Holden.
What is that?
Holden.
What?
Holden.
Holden. Oh, I know you. You're a good kid.
Thank you.
How old are you, Holden?
7 now.
You're 7.
But Dad,
what's going on, Holden?
I am eating dinner.
Okay, what's for dinner? What are you eating?
I have a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
Is there a kid-sized Mrs. Tavern?
Oh, no. 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 Holden, no. Is there a kid-sized Mrs. Tavern shirt? No, it's a bar. You can't wear that. No! Holden. Wait, you're being a Weisenheimer, aren't you? Right?
Oh.
You wouldn't actually wear a Mass's Tavern shirt, would you?
No. I just want to support the best show.
Yeah, that's not how you support the best show. You don't support the best show that way. You support Mike and his weird friends. Support Mike and that he's got the photographer he hangs out with. Who's the next guest, Mike? A guy doing card tricks in here? What are you going to bring next? What's that? Oh. What are you going to do here next, Mike? You got a mime? You bring a mime in here? Card tricks? Right, what? You going to play somebody playing hide and seek? It's radio, Mike. It's sound. This Mike is like, I got a photographer. And look, this guy was a nice guy. He had great photos. But you would have thought they would have put him online earlier so the audience could listen and look. Look, he knows better than I do, apparently. I don't know nothing. Apparently, I don't know no. All I'm told to know is apmike.bandcamp.com. That's all I'm told to know.
Okay, so I'm going to check.
All right, what are you having for dinner, kid? Tater tots?
I'm having mashed potatoes.
Okay, close.
A huge thing of lettuce and some
raisins. Are you in jail?
And,
mashed potatoes and water.
And I ate some meat earlier. And, yeah, I've almost finished my milk.
Okay. So you have water and milk and mashed potatoes, right? What are you, locked in an abandoned buffet? What's that?
Oh.
And raisins. All right, Holden. You have a great night.
Thank you.
Best show. Final call for the night. What's
Hi,
that?
Tom.
Hi, who's this? If this call's not good, I'm saying right now, if this call bites it, I'm not taking calls the rest of the night. It's all riding on this call right now. To whom am I speaking?
This is Marcel from Orlando.
Okay, so I think you guys have a good shot of getting on the air. This guy's good. Marcel from Orlando. He won. He was one of the co-winners of the Tom Prescience thing. He said he didn't get his package. I traced it. He did get it. And I had to send him a second package out, so he double dipped. But that's just the way some people roll. So what's up, Marcel?
Well, first I want to ask, how are you doing, Tommy? I heard you were sick.
Yeah. I'm sick. I'm still sick. What do you think? I got better all of a sudden? Oh, Marcel. What are you doing to me, buddy?
Well, more importantly...
So more importantly than me being sick, and then more importantly than my health. Go ahead. Let's hear what it is. This I want to hear.
Yeah, Ken Bone. What's up with that?
What is that? Now, that's that dude from the election or something? I follow none of that. Look, Marcel, why would you... How much political talk am I doing on this show? Zero!
It's not just about the politics, but...
Hey!
You
listen now. This is not your Tom Prescience where you're going to tell me how it is.
No.
That ship sailed, Chief. What do you hear? How much am I doing on this? Zero is how much. You know why? Because you can get it anywhere else. Literally anywhere else.
But isn't he like the Barb of...
Get off my phone. Mike, that guy's banned for 6 months. It's a 6-month ban on Marcel. And send back the stuff. Priority. I want it fast. I want this stuff back, and I want it overnighted to me. If I don't get the stuff I sent him, both packages, back by noon tomorrow, I'm suing him for $700 million. No, I'm not suing. He can keep this stuff. I don't want to. You go get it anywhere else. Anywhere. It's literally all anyone is...
No, but I want to go... What about the thing with the... No, but what about...
And first of all, this Barb thing. I do want to make it clear. I will be selling my sexy Barb costumes this year. It's one of the Halloween costumes from at my Halloween superstore. Our top seller is Sexy Barb. It's basically a bikini and 80s glasses. Yeah. Mike, what are you telling him? Wait, what are you doing? Mike's, oh, this guy's sabotaging me. That's straight up, I caught him. I heard it. I heard him bragging. He's bragging how he's I tell you, man. I tell you. He's out there bragging. He's bragging to his friend. He's got some friend out there. I don't even know who that is out there. Mike just shows up with some guy. What's that guy do, Mike? What's he do? Mimeographs? You going to bring him in next? Do slide projection? You know how hard that was? Hey, here's a picture. Wow, this is a picture of Alan Alda. Look at that. Doing a radio show. This is the best part of love. Mike gets quiet during this part. Mike hates this. Because him and that guy, they get some kind of cash deal to get on the air. I think that guy greased Mike's palms. The photographer. Or Mike, do you owe him money? Is that what that is? Is this some kind of football bet? Out of control? Right? Double or nothing? What if I get you on the air? I love it. He gets so quiet during this part. Look, it was a great segment. It was a great segment. I loved it. I was privileged to have that segment on The Best Show. It was a privilege. It was an honor. I was humbled to have that on the show. I love it. Mike hates it so much. But now he's got all these calls. All these calls are going to talk about Ken Bone. Watch this. Watch this. Every one of them. Best show.
Wow, that's a precision pour.
What's that?
It's a ghost.
Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, I'll talk to you.
You will?
Of course I will. I know who this is.
Yeah.
This is my friend.
I was sitting here trying to think of some snappy opening. You caught me off guard.
This is BB from Las Vegas.
Boom, chaka-laka-laka, boom, chaka-laka-laka.
Now, baby, you don't have to play the game. Did Mike tell you to talk about Ken Bone?
No, he did not. No, if anything, I don't know if he instructed the other gentleman, too.
They did. I heard him bragging. He's got some guy out there. Some guy, I don't even know. The guy's got some kind of accent. I don't know where this guy's from, who this guy. I've never seen this guy in my life. I don't know where he's from. God knows where Mike met him.
He's got him outside right now?
He's got him out there.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe he made a delivery?
Look, let's not speculate.
Uber driver?
Let's not speculate. But I heard Mike say to him, he didn't think I heard him either. He said, yeah, I got every one of these callers are going to talk about Ken Bone now. And he went, and I heard his friend go, hoo, 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 hoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, yeah, he did not. He did not attempt to suggest that to me, but I guess by that time he knew the jig was up.
Yeah, well, or you got in under the wire before his scheme.
You know, that's my claim of fame, man.
Yeah. What's going on tonight, baby?
You know, I had this idea. It had something to do with this little theater production you're involved in there over in Newbridge.
Wait, what's that?
This little theater production that you're involved in.
A little theater production?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I want to hear more of this.
Oh, well, I thought if I think it had something to do with something that premiered over the weekend. And as long as you're around, as long as you wouldn't mind submitting a script for high maintenance, as long as you got suction over there at the little theater.
As long as I got suction over there. So, you know, it's not the Brill Building, BB.
No?
That, because you're talking about, I write for a television show.
Yes, sir.
Debuted over the weekend, called Divorce. And now you're saying you want me to walk a script down the hall to high maintenance as if we're all just jamming away here in the same, on the same floor writing TV shows.
As the triangle shirt sleeve script.
So you think I could just like pop in on a session like, hey, Ballers is writing a thing. Let me hop in on that. And just add some stuff to that. Maybe I'll write a couple gags for Bill Simmons to say on his show.
Yeah, you know, you're it's $50 a joke, I think.
You're talking about if it's, these are the Milton Berle days.
Oh, I was thinking more Jackie Martling, but
or Jackie Martling. Yeah,
I paid him in jokes.
I paid him in jokes.
No, I just thought the best high maintenance would be old Ben on his bike on a Tuesday night going from house to house, and everybody's listening to the best show.
Now, Ben is the guy who was the weed dude on High Maintenance. I haven't watched High Maintenance yet.
You have not. No. He's the delivery man. I don't know if he has a name. I don't know if he's kind of like if Clint Eastwood dealt weed, you know, like nameless. I don't know if he has a name.
Just that he's weed dude. Have you watched High Maintenance yet, Mike? No?
It's
not about janitors. Mike wants to know if it's about janitors. No, it's about a guy selling weed. Somebody wants to know if the guy out there, and I don't know if this is true or not, is that your shrimp guy, Mike? Because
the shrimp guy.
The shrimp connect. Remember when Mike drove to Florida and he filled a cooler with shrimp for the drive down?
I do.
He drove to where they do nothing but fish, and he left with this cooler full of Bayonne shrimp. Right? The finest shrimp that the guy from the Efferdent commercial probably caught. Was that shrimp turning while you were driving down? It wasn't getting gamey? Uh-huh. So you had a cooler full of shrimp. Cut rate. One of the key phrases you want to hear when you talk about seafood. Cut rate.
I look for that often.
These are some of the phrases you want to hear when you think about seafood. Deal. Cut rate. 24-hour cooler drive. Backseat of my car. Trunk is in the trunk. Okay, that's fair. Look, it was in his trunk. I'm not going to put this guy down because, look, I know I'm playing with fire here. Because he laughs and he laughs. But the one guaranteed way to get him to stop laughing, I don't want to hear he gets mad. He gets mad. It gets dark out there. And I know I'm going to be on the wrong end of it. I got 6 days and 21 hours to fill. That's not here. So I'm going to tread lightly and just say apmike.bandcamp.com. Mediums will be back in stock soon.
I beg your pardon?
I'm going to say mediums will be back in stock soon.
Oh, there you go. Mediums. That's the average, your average Joe size.
What's that, Mike? He's out of larges also. Don't worry, I'll get right on that. Don't worry, boss. Yavol. I tell you, this guy put me through the ringer. Yeah. What's wrong with Trunk Shrimp? Somebody wants to know.
Trunk Shrimp.
That should be your nickname now, Trunk Shrimp.
I thought you said Trunk Shrimp.
I did say Trunk Shrimp.
No, you're talking about the back end of a car. I'm talking about the back end of a nation.
All right, baby. Tell me, what's the best buffet in Las Vegas?
Oh, am I? All right. There's what I've heard and what I've experienced. My niece tells me that Green Valley Ranch is exceptional.
Green Valley Ranch? That's not a casino.
It actually is. It's in Henderson. It's just not. It's not in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And Bellagio.
The Bellagio.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with their brunch or their breakfast or their buffet. It's quite expensive. I mean, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah, the days of the dollar shrimp cocktail are gone.
Oh, yeah, those.
the days when that was a lure for people.
And then that's where you were getting your trunk shrimp.
Yeah. You know that's straight up cut rate trunk shrimp.
The good right? stuff.
Did you have another cooler full of cocktail sauce, Mike? No? That's readily available. Cocktail sauce. Who's your friend out there? Who was that? That guy. Mike says he's from Europe. He's from the band Europe? Now, BB, the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes, sir.
Name five perfect songs by the Pet Shop Boys. Go.
Oh, You Were Always on My Mind.
Yes.
Dang it.
You can do it.
I beg your pardon? Being Boring.
Because we were never being boring.
The
right?
one with the...
No coaching.
Rent.
Rent, of course.
The one with the one with...
Dusty Springfield?
Thank you very much. Yes. Yes.
What have I done to deserve this?
What have I?
Okay, you got one more you have to name.
Suburbia?
Does that count?
The first one, the one...
West End Girls?
Let's Make Lots of Money.
Opportunities.
Thank you, yes.
They're playing in Morristown, New Jersey. Who's going to get me in? There's got to be somebody working at that theater in Morristown who can duck me in. Come on, Morristown, New Jersey theater. Come through for your old friend Tom.
Somebody who's on the board.
Yes, I want to get in. Hook me up.
You know what? Where I lived prior to moving out here, not too far from Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, the Colonial Theater, which they have a board. They show cinema, you know, that sort of thing. They don't take first run movies, but it's where they shot The Blob with Steve McQueen. And it's still in operation. It still looks pretty much the same.
I love it. The Blob.
Yeah.
The 50s.
It's a 24-hour party people there, man. That was a great movie.
Andy Kindler wants to know what buffets anyone would recommend for the faint of heart.
Oh, for the faint. For the faint.
But this is the guy, Andy. If you know Andy Kindler, this is the guy. You can't. You know the way they used to say you could always find, like, Lemmy at the, where was he always, at the Rainbow?
Yes.
And you could always find Dean Martin at the Hamburger Hamlet in his late years. The Sizzler on La Brea, Andy Kindler is always there at the Sizzler on La Brea. I think it's Highland and La Brea. You can always catch him in Los Angeles. People of Los Angeles, it's like the comedy version of the Hollywood sign. It's Andy Kindler sitting at a booth near the salad bar at the Sizzler in Los Angeles, California.
For real?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if he got his heart set on buffet, because what we have here is the Omelet House. And there's one over by the hospital where Rip Taylor still goes, and we've seen him there, and he looks great.
So Rip, hold on, slow this story down.
Okay.
You go to the Omelet House near the hospital, and you see Rip Taylor there all the time.
Yeah, he's got his own booth. It's kind of got his, a caricature of him that he signed. I was like, that's neat. He's got his own booth. One day we went there, boom, there he is.
Does it have like a little rope in front of it, just like for Rip only? Like only Rip can get into this booth?
No, it's not cordoned off or anything. But no, that's his seat. I think if somebody was in it and he showed up,
like when I was at Vince Neil's restaurant at Circus, it had a little rope in front of it in his special table. But you know the thing is though with it, it's not like there was any crush for tables at that place. We're just like, oh my God, it's an hour and a half wait to get a table at Vince Neil's restaurant. If only we could seat people at that booth, but we can't. It's like, yeah, I think we can afford to leave a booth empty here.
Friday night, 8 p.m., dinner crush. Come on, man, take down the velvet rope.
Take down the velvet rope. We got to seat people at Vince's booth.
Dag it, man.
All right, baby.
You got to hang here more often.
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm looking forward to it either way.
All right. You have a great night.
Stay out of trouble, lad.
I will.
Good night.
Bye. Now that's a quality caller. That's a great person, baby. What a great, awesome person. Last time I was in Las Vegas, I got to say hi to her and Dave. That's a top-notch human. Best show.
Hi, Tom. It's Dan from Australia. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too good, mate. I'm home with a cold, and I thought I'll seize a chance to call Tom live.
Yeah, I've got a cold too, buddy.
Yeah, it's the pits.
Hey, Mike, does your friend want to come in here? Oh, God, why am I doing this? Some guy Mike met. Where'd you meet this guy? In front of it. Oh, yeah, have a sit there. Oh, no. Yeah, there's headphones. You could put them on. Who is Mike? Seriously, who is this guy? What's in the bag that he's got, Mike? Seriously, if you know Mike, I'm not joking around anymore. I'll stop mentioning the photographer ever again. Just tell me what's in that bag. What? What is it, Mike? He won't talk to me now. So what's up, pal?
I'm just wondering, can you source where your cold came from? Have you got an idea where you may have picked it up?
Yeah, I have a pretty definitive idea where I picked it up. Was at Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con.
Hmm. Jeez. It's a hive of germs, I guess.
Yes. I saw that place, and I said the thing that Obi-Wan Kenobi said in Star Wars, which I'm not remembering at this moment. Remember when he said that? Mos Eisley Spaceport. Remember he said that? A wretched hive of... What did he say? Wretched hive of scum and villainy? Is that what he said?
I'm not that big a Star Wars fan. Ask Studio, he'd know.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. And what's your name again?
Dan? Yeah.
You listen to me and you listen good. I've been sick for 3 days. I laid back. I read. This is how sick I was. I couldn't even make my way. I started watching Dave and Mike Need Wedding, whatever it's called. I couldn't concentrate on it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. I picked mine up from a coworker, I'm sure.
Okay, I didn't ask you where you got your cold from. In the middle of making a point here. This is, what is this, the health line? No. I was saying, but I read this comic book. You ever read a comic book? Just say yes.
Yeah.
I read this comic book, Darth Vader. Now, I know that sounds stupid, right? Darth Vader is a comic book. Who would read that? Well, I did. I'm telling you. I read all the issues of it. And the final, it's so good. It's better than any of these dumb Star Wars movies. This Darth Vader I'm not kidding. It's so much better. It's better than five of the Star Wars movies, easily. Not joking. You read this thing. Okay?
I will.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up.
Yeah, you do that. You have a great night.
Thanks, Tom.
Would you have something else to say, Dan?
I just wanted to give you a gross germ story, if you wanted to hear one.
Sure, let's hear it.
Back when I was traveling around being a musician, we got a gig playing in the concourse of a rugby stadium just to entertain the patrons while they, you know, at halftime and before and after the game and stuff like that. And so we brought along our favourite sound engineer. We never brought him to a live gig before, and he set up side of stage instead of in front of stage, because there was going to be tens of thousands of people. So he set up side of stage, and he said, "Oh, by the way, can I use your mixer? Mine's in the shop." And I said, "Yeah, sure, you can use my mixer as long as we get the job done." So about halfway through the evening, I just look over to say, "G'day, how's it going?" And he's pulling the knobs off the mixer and popping them in his mouth and, like, giving them the old, you know, golf ball rinse and then putting them back on the mixer. But I love this guy.
The knobs. Hold on, Dave. Dan. He takes the knobs off your mixer.
Yeah.
He starts putting them in his mouth.
Yeah, he's cleaning them for me.
In his mouth.
Yeah, I wish
I was. The worst
kidding.
Thing I ever heard in my life. That's bad for him, and it's bad for everybody. These germy knobs are now in his mouth, and now you got his mouth germs all over the knobs.
It's just no one wins. I mean, the mixer's cleaner. I suppose the mixer wins in a way.
What is going on?
He's a nice guy. I don't know what brought this on. Maybe he was under a lot of strain. I don't know.
Yeah, he sounds troubled.
Yeah.
At best, he sounds troubled. Right?
I don't know what he thought. I mean, that's a high level of boredom, isn't it?
It is. What do you think about this? The best show live from Uluru. Right?
That could work.
We're up at the top of it. Me, Dudio, Pat, AP Mike. The whole gang doing a show live from the top of Uluru.
Let's do it. That'd be awesome. People are waiting for a best show, an Aussie tour.
We do a show. We start. What's on the West Coast would be Perth, right? Perth,
yeah.
And then the East Coast would be what's a city on the East Coast? Melbourne?
Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne's at the bottom.
That's right. So what if we do this? What's at the top? What's in the northernmost part of Australia?
Darwin.
Okay, here's this. Picture this tour. Sydney. Starts in Sydney. Right?
Yep.
At the Opera House. Then we go down to Melbourne. Then we cut a line straight through the middle of Australia, the part that no one will go to. We drive it in go-karts. Right?
Yeah.
Up to Darwin. Then we go right back into the heart of it again, and then hook a left because we're going down, right toward the East Coast, where we'll do a show in Brisbane.
Fantastic.
Thoughts?
I think that'd be fantastic. I think that'd be great. It'd be a great documentary opportunity too.
And I want to do it. The soundtrack provided by Gary Beers from INXS. I want him, bass player from INXS, to record original music.
I'm not sure what his solo stuff's like, but I'm sure it's good. If it's anything like INXS.
I want to do a bass and vocal only version of Don't Change for You, right? Don't change a thing for me, right? You know that song.
Oh, yeah, you used to play it.
I'm standing here. What's it? I'm standing here on the ground, right?
That's it.
The sky above won't fall down. Then we'll do, boom, I need you tonight. Cause I'm not creeping.
Kiss the Dirt.
Kiss the Dirt. What's that?
That's off Kick. That's a good one.
Keek. What's
Keek? Keek. The big album.
Yeah. It was. That also had their other song. And Devil Inside, the Devil Inside. Every single one of us, the Devil Inside.
Gone too soon, Michael.
Yes. Gone too soon. I'm with you on that. All right. You have a great night, Dan.
Thanks, Doc.
One of the bands I saw at Goner Fest, one of the best bands, was this band Knots, one of my favorite bands. They have a new album out called Cosmetic. This is Blank Reflection. No! Not that one. Okay, that one works. All right, the best show back. Another Tuesday night. Yes, I'm sick, but I'm here bringing you all the laughs you could ever ask for. We just heard from Knots. Their amazing second album is called Cosmetic. The vinyl, at least, is out on Goner Records. And we heard Blank Reflection. You like that, Pat? Pat likes it. Pat gets it. We get it. They don't. When I was on the boardwalk over the summer and I had a King Crimson shirt on, and that guy came up to me. King Crimson! Yeah, man. I get it. They don't. Look, let me just get my ice cream. Okay, dude? Then I tried to talk to him and he weirdly blew me off. Like, wait, you're going to come up to me with it and then you don't want to talk about this stuff? I've been thinking about what to do with the future of this show, and there's a lot of changes I think I want to make. And no, none of them are with the people here. Everybody on the show, I'm so lucky to have everybody here who's here. All kidding aside, I can say that. I can pull back the curtain. Lucky to have Mike, and I'm lucky to have Pat, and I'm lucky to have Jason. These are all the best people. So thank you, guys. You're not going anywhere. If I have anything to say about it, you might leave the show. I'm definitely not giving you the kibosh, but I got to make some changes here. We got to get this thing to get to the next. We got to get another gear on this thing. You know what I mean? And I've been thinking about it. Sure, the best show's been so influential. I hear other shows, and we've been here since 2000 doing this. 16 years in on this thing. And these other things, it's all little piece here, little piece there. It adds up. So you know what I'm going to start doing? That's right. I'm going to start stealing right back from them. So my new MO for the rest of 2016, I'm stealing from I'm not calling them thieves. I'm stealing from every, because some of these shows have literally nothing to do with this show. I'm stealing from every other podcast now. I'm just going to start stealing left and right. Some shows I love, I'm going to steal their core conceit. Some shows I have never heard, I'm going to steal their thing. Some shows I've heard I don't like, I'm going to steal their thing. Let's look. What shows? Let's see here. Popular podcasts. What are some popular podcasts? This American Life, no. I could do that, though. Some stories, right? Hi. Right? Wouldn't that be like, that guy's a nice guy. I like Ira Glass. I want to test. What does that show even, what does he even do on that? I haven't heard it. And it's just like, what's he talking about? Just like jealousy or something. Is that what they do on that thing? Pat? On This American Life? Is it like themes or something? They talk about like flea market. It's like, is an episode like about a flea market and it's all stories about like, Pat's never heard it. Okay. I don't know. I'm not going to, I'll leave him be with his thing. But you know what I could steal from like, that minute show. There's that one, cause there's that one that does a minute a time at the Raiders of the Lost Ark. And each episode reviews 1 minute. I'm just going to do that. I'll just take a different movie, do a minute of it. Cause let me just look here. There's got to be a Star Wars minute podcast. Of course. The Star Wars 1 minute at a time. So they're just going through. They watch a minute and they talk about it. How long could these episodes be? Oh my God, 36 minutes to talk about 1 minute. I'll do that. What would I do it with? Dave and Mike need wedding dates? Go a minute at a time through that? I don't know about that. What's a movie we could go a minute at a time through? The Ten Commandments. I sure could get a lot of shows out of the Ten Commandments. I'm also getting word that the Sizzler that Andy Kindler hangs out at is out of business. So I guess is he climbing through the window of an abandoned Sizzler? Is that what he's doing? Does he bring his own food in? Did they leave some, is there like one of the stoves is still on? He cooks it himself there? I don't know. But I do know. The Cannonball Run Minute. Now, that's a good idea. But maybe it's got to be something that's got some more appeal. Something like, right? Cannonball Run Minute's pretty good, though. Dirty Grandpa. No, I'm not doing Dirty Grandpa. The Dirty Grandpa Minute. Smokey and the Bandit is literally the one to do. I'll start doing that. Smokey and the Bandit. The Smokey and the Bandit Minute, where I review a minute of the movie. I guess I got to listen to how some of these dumb minute move podcasts do the thing, how they space them out, right? I don't know. Oh, my God. John Solomon just sent me a thing. The movies by... These are all the minute-based podcasts. Get a load of this. Star Wars Minute. The Goodfellas Minute. A Talking Cat Minute. Back to the Future Minute, Indiana Jones Minute, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan Minute, Jaws Minute, Alien Minute, Clueless Minute, The Avengers Minute, Ghostbusters Minute, Caddyshack Minute, Lord of the Rings Minute, Beetlejuice, oh, gee, oh, that's a graveyard. I can't do that. I can't contribute to that. No, I'm not doing that. Sorry. Can't. A lot of these ones, I know they review different sitcoms, and that's a big thing where they just do an episode each time where they do different TV shows. There's that one that does the Gilmore Girls, and those guys are like, it's like Scrooge McDuck with those dudes jumping in the pile of money they've made on that thing. Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Andy Warhol's Empire Minute. That's the movie he made. It's like 8 hours long of the staff filming the Empire State Building. That'd be pretty good. Right? Jerry. There's that movie Jerry that's Matt Damon and Casey Affleck. It's a walking. Could do that. The Jerry Minute. No, I'm not doing the Brown Bunny Minute. Not doing that. Come on. The Trash Humpers Minute. I said it. I've been saying Trash Bleepers for the last 7 years, and I just said it. Oh, I really am sick. And I am sick, I tell you. I'm so sick. At 3 o'clock, I had not been up on my feet yet. And I came here to do the thing. I pulled it together. I got the sweats popping in and out. Man, it's hard. It's hard being nice to yourself sometimes. You know what I mean? It's hard to just be nice to yourself. Just say, yeah, go easy on yourself, Tom. Be nice to yourself. I'm not so nice to myself. You guys think I'm hard on you? Oh, if you only knew how hard. I'm 1,000 times easier on anybody listening to this thing than I am on myself. You don't hear how I beat myself up. This is what it's like. Get up, look in the mirror. It's like, come on, stupid. Let's get this going. You got so much to do. I call myself a name. Come on, stupid. You got so much to do. Let's get through this. Let's get this stuff done, stupid. Call myself stupid. Nobody. I mean, that's the thing. Well, I don't know. Where's this coming from? Ain't from my parents. I ain't come. My parents is the nicest pie to me. Couldn't have a better wife. But here I am in the morning calling myself stupid. First thing in the morning. Come on, stupid. You got so much to do. We can do this. Let's do it, stupid. What am I? It's like a one-man Three Stooges routine. Hey, stupid. Hey, stupid. We got a lot to do today. Hey, don't talk to him like that. Well, don't you tell me who to talk to. I gotta say this, if you liked the Three Stooges as a kid, I'm not saying everybody who liked the Three Stooges as a kid is a dummy, but, a lot of dummies liked the Three Stooges when they were kids. Not everybody, I know that. I got plenty of friends that couldn't respect them more. Love the Three Stooges. A friend of mine once said, how can you argue with these three guys that they're arguing in a tool shed? I was like, okay, that's a fair point. Like, the Three Stooges minute. Mike's this guy who Mike dropped in the studio just wrote me a thing. It says Three Stooges minute. Oh, I know who this is. It's Martin from Malmo. How are you?
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. Why didn't you just say who you were?
Sorry.
I tell you.
Just being polite.
You're being polite. Well, it spooked me out a little bit there, Martin. Well, look, I got to talk more about this. Maybe if we do the half hour power, we can get some quality chit chat with you. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
You guys want to do it tonight?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It'll be an actual half hour this time, though. None of these 70-minute half hour powers. The Strozek minute. And Andy Kendler's here. Now he's mentioning Golden Corral. Is he Jeff Foxworthy? You ever see those Golden Corral commercials Jeff Foxworthy does? It's like, at what point does this guy, it's like, hey, Jeff, you know, this isn't a, you know how much money you already have, and these commercials are going to make you look like, pretty much like you're hosting a commercial for a flea market. But it's for a thing. It will pay you for it. But these commercials are only going to hurt your image. And he's just like, yeah, I'll do it. Hey, over at Golden Corral, we got the Chocolate Wonderfall. Real fantastic. Now they got a to-go box you can put. If you go to Golden Corral and order food, you might have to throw up later. If you eat at Golden Corral, you might throw up. If you go to the Chocolate Wonderfall and then get some cotton candy from the cotton candy station, you might throw up later. The Macho Minute dedicated to Macho Man Rand. No, not doing that. I can't do it. The minute thing isn't happening. Sorry. Those guys can have it. Actually, it's still that thing Paul Scheer does. You know, Paul Scheer does that. How did this get made? And this guy, oh my God, this guy's making hand over fist with that thing. Hand over fist. The money. That's what I gotta do. What would my thing? I'm just gonna straight up steal his thing. What about this? My thing will be called Who Greenlit This Pile of Trash? Who Greenlit This POS? That's what it's called. Hey, Who Greenlit This POS? That'll be my thing, and we'll just literally do what Paul does on his thing. Paul and Zooks and June, JDR. We'll do what they do. Hey, Who Greenlit This POS? That's what we're going to do now. I'm going to start doing that maybe next week. About movies. The first movie we'll do is Showgirls. How about that? Something to keep Mike interested. Showgirls. Why don't you ask your guy if he can get a copy of Showgirls, Mike? Your guy in the Duane Reade parking lot. Best show. Oh, sorry. Hi, best show.
Hello, Tom.
To whom am I speaking?
This is Merck from Gander, Newfoundland.
What now? Merck?
It's funny because a lot of people I talk to in the States, my name is Mark, M-A-R-K.
Mark?
Mark, yes.
How are you, Mark?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you're calling from Newfoundland?
Yeah, Gander, Newfoundland. Yep.
And how are things in Newfoundland tonight?
Pretty good. I was sitting here the whole while. I had to, sorry, I'm really nervous here. It's first time calling. I was sitting here trying to think of something to ask you about, and a few things came up, but I'm drawing blank now. All I want to say is, Tom, I love the best show. I've been listening for a few years now, and I love what you do. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Mark. That's a sweet call.
All right, thank you.
Nice guy. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Oh, just doing the best show here.
And you do it very well every week.
Thanks, sweetie. What's your name?
My name is Corey. I'm from Long Island.
Corey from Long Island. What's going on Long Island tonight, Corey?
Not too much. I'm just coming home, getting into bed. Okay. The topic's Kenneth Bone tonight?
No, that's not the topic at all.
Oh, sorry.
Are you really sorry?
Yeah, because your associate producer, Mike, is after he asked me if I bought a shirt from me, from him, he said the topic's Kenneth Bone.
So wait, so he said to you, he said, did you buy a shirt from me?
I'm putting it on a little bit. I felt the vibe where he was asking me if I should have bought a shirt, but I told him I did buy a shirt, but he was like, you sure? You sure you bought a shirt?
And then, goodbye. I'm getting you out of here. Go to bed. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Evan in Vancouver.
Evan in Vancouver.
Yes.
What's up, Evan?
Not too much. I just had something to offer for your idea of who greenlit this POS.
Yeah.
Maybe if you did different movies than somebody like Paul Scheer might do, like if you did something like Grey Gardens or Welcome to Leaf, you could have a narrative on idea of, you know, a comment on that.
Yeah, but those movies weren't greenlit, though.
Well, somebody greenlit them. I saw them. Grey Gardens.
Yeah, but those guys just made that. They weren't just pitching. Get off my phone. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Ugh. You're bugging me.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi. Sorry.
What's your name? What's your name, Chief?
My name's Eric. I'm from Hollywood, California.
Eric from Hollywood, California. What's going on with you?
Oh, not too much. I'm watching preseason basketball and postseason baseball.
Okay, who's playing in the preseason basketball? That's all I care about.
The Lakers and the Trailblazers.
Yeah, how what's going on with that?
It's currently 29-27. The Blazers are winning.
I'm bored by this. Early in a preseason. Go ahead, best show.
How's it going, Tom?
Oh, it's going well. I know who this is. I can hear it. I can hear already the mischief.
Come on, man. How are you feeling?
Who is this? It's Fred, right?
Yes.
Fred from Honolulu.
Hi.
When are you coming down here, buddy? You didn't give me your schedule.
Oh, yeah. Any Tuesday you want. I tell you, I give myself a hard out from that awful job I have, and I'll come whenever.
Hard out from the awful job. Look, you don't put your job down. Maybe you're the awful one at the job. You ever think about that? You ever think that everybody at work is just saying this job would be a dream if it wasn't for Fred from Honolulu?
I know that. I know for a fact.
What are you, drunk?
No. I just got food delivered, so I'm very happy right now.
What food did you get?
I got barbecue.
Okay. Yeah, you earned it. You earned it, Fred.
At 11 at night.
Yeah, 11:15, you're eating barbecue. There you go. That's so forward.
I'm going to eat it in bed in a sweater, bro.
There you go. Proud moments with Fred from Honolulu. That should be your show. What are you writing something for, you trying to write your own version of Gethard's show? I'm in a free fall here, but it's not true. Gethard's thing is real. Chris's thing was real, Fred. You're trying to manufacture weird moments. You're ordering barbecue. Hey everybody, it's me, Fred from Honolulu. Then at my low point, I ordered barbecue at 11:15 at night. Then I made the call back to Honolulu, and my family sent me another $80,000 to tide me over. They wired me another $80,000 to tide me over as I live in the Dakota.
Yeah.
Right? Where are you living? The Dakota?
Which one, bro?
Right?
What's up?
Fred from Honolulu. You live in the Dakota. What are you, Lorne Michaels is your neighbor?
What is the Dakota?
Oh, that's what is the Dakota? Yeah. It's the name of the building you're in right now, Fred.
Okay.
The one you bought two floors of?
Chris Gethard's parents has an in-ground swimming pool completely eschewing their Jersey roots. That's
all right. What's going on? You got the giggles tonight.
Dude, no joke. I just spent 48 hours without sleep, zero sleep, in the saddest place on earth, Atlantic City.
You were in Atlantic City for 2 days straight. Where'd you stay?
2 days straight, no, zero sleep.
And where'd you stay?
I stayed in this place. This is why I called. I stayed in this place. We were, you know the show I work on, and it's we're covering the closing of the Trump Taj Mahal. Mm-hmm. So we stayed literally next door. This place is called The Showboat. But it's like, it was a hotel that's been closed for 2 years, and they're starting the remodel. Mm-hmm. They're slowly, they started by just opening the hotel part. But apparently it was like, it used to be like Louisiana themed. Like it was like,
yeah, that's why it was called The Showboat. It was modeled after like a showboat.
I don't know what a showboat is.
So you think they tripped over that name? So go ahead. So you guys were staying basically in an abandoned casino.
Yeah, it was an abandoned casino, which is in their desperation to like get bookings, it's like dog friendly. So like a million, it's great, but it's like dogs peeing and pooing everywhere, and it's just this, it's long corridors just to the one tower they have open to have rooms or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the rebrand is apparently they're gonna slowly turn it into a Chinese style gaming arena. Like it's gonna be like not gaming as in not gambling, like gaming as in like PC games and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
it'll be for people to play like Gears of War or something.
Yes, exactly. And then like people bet on that stuff now.
Oh, can you imagine?
And like I don't know if that'll work out. There's no joke. They're gonna build like a giant climbing wall where the Bourbon Street. The Bourbon Street recreation.
There's no way you're not completely hammered right now.
No, I'm not.
You're making no sense. Well, actually, you didn't sleep for 2 days. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
there's like a weird, there's like a weird clinical trial you're in right now.
It's weird because the freelancer.
What job on earth would force someone to stay for 48 hours straight? Flying around in a black helicopter?
No, it's a 15-passenger van and a Ford, like, I don't know what the mid-sized sedan Ford that I was driving around as my Sprinter was. But, yeah, it was not safe.
people on Twitter are condemning your appearance on the show tonight.
Why?
They're saying just wrote here, I'm not going to say who it is, they said they haven't heard you bomb this bad since you were doing the Vacation Jason roast.
Oh, wow. Okay. I bombed that roast.
That's what somebody said on
Chris
Twitter.
Gethard? Was he mad that I was funnier than him that night?
No. Chris said he didn't even know if you were at the thing or not. Chris wasn't sure. When I asked him, I said, hey, how did Fred do? He's like, I don't know. Was Fred at it? I'm not sure.
Oh.
Because this guy, Vacation Jason, is one of the Chris Gethard show hangers-on. Mm-hmm. And he's this guy who has this one-note comedy routine that he's always on vacation. Yeah, which,
yes.
I mean, that would be mildly just like if I was just like doing a thing where I'm like Sweater Tom and I always wore a sweater and all I talked about was the sweater I'm wearing. And everything led back to the sweater I'm wearing, no matter what you said.
Andy Daly do something like that?
So he wanted to know, click it down, Fred. He wanted to know, Vacation Jason's like, hey, would you be at my roast? Which again, he was asking people to be at your own roast. Seems truly like the low point of existence.
He wanted me to grease you, by the way.
But then Fred was at it, and apparently Fred did a thing at the roast, and he flamed out. I got varying reports. Some people said you were having a meltdown. Other people said you bombed. Which one is it?
All right, I'll take meltdown over bomb.
Uh-huh.
But that is not what happened.
Okay.
And I will sue these people for slander.
You'll sue them for, well, that goes in line with the, I guess you'll just call your family again and ask them.
I will call my family, my landowning family.
To send the lawyer to the mainland? Is that what you're going to say? Right?
Yes. We've retained a New York City firm.
Send a few people from the firm to New York.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fancy Fred's looking to take some people to court.
Why does Atlantic City exist, Tom? I don't understand.
Why?
I don't get it.
Here.
It took me 3 hours to drive there. There was nothing between there and where I started from.
All right, Fred. Well, I'm going to give you a little. Here, I'm going to just explain a couple things to you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you, you know when you would look at, like when you would have your back to the, when you would be facing the casino, right, mm-hmm. from the mm-hmm. boardwalk? Mm-hmm. Like you'd be standing on the boardwalk and you'd be looking at the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And then what if you turned around?
Mm-hmm.
What would you be looking at?
The ocean.
Yeah, the ocean.
Right?
Yeah, that's why it exists, yes. Fred. Right there. It's oceanfront casinos. Is that really that foreign a concept you can't wrap your head around?
Yeah, foreign. Like Las Vegas is in the middle of the desert, but like the mob poured money into it and turned it into like a tax evading haven, and like that makes sense. Like Indian gaming makes sense. Like that.
Fred from Honolulu's Wild America. Now we're getting like his. So you can't understand why a casino wouldn't want to be 200 feet from the ocean. Like how that could in any way be appealing to customers.
No. There's other beachfront properties. Why would it be Atlantic City? Is that like a nice shore?
Because
like,
it was a boardwalk for 80 years before it had casinos on it.
Mm-hmm.
It was around. It was around forever, Fred.
Okay.
And then it dipped down.
And I know there's
the 70s.
Mob connections too, and all that.
It went in the toilet in the 60s and 70s, and then they put casinos on it, and it came back to life, and now it's dying again. Because now there's casinos in every city, and people don't have to just go to Atlantic City to gamble.
It's very sad.
Of course it's sad.
It's not.
It's dying. Yes, it's sad.
I remember you were...
It died. Fred, this is in the last 2 years this stuff has all gone down there. Every one of those casinos was open and thriving up until like 3 years ago. This is a relatively new, it hasn't been like, whenever I would talk about going there, every single one of those casinos was open when I was there.
Mm.
This is a new thing where they're closing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is, Fred.
I remember when you were talking about, like, one of my favorite best shows ever was, like, when you kept talking about this abandoned, like, super entertainment complex where they were going to build a ski hill or something.
Yeah, it's called Xanadu. It's out in the Meadowlands. It's next to where the Giants play their football games.
Yes.
What football team do you like again?
Jets.
The Jets. So you like the Mets and the Jets and the Nets, right?
Mm-hmm. You see why I did that?
No, I see why. Look, I don't know why you did it. You had your choice of any team.
The loser package.
Exactly. What, do you get a discount rate for that? Rooting for all three of those bum teams?
If I rooted for the Knicks, it would be too close of a color pattern with the Mets, so then my hat wouldn't match my clothes. Like, look, it'd be...
The Knicks don't win anything.
Switch it up.
Knicks ain't won nothing neither. Knicks ain't won nothing neither. I know that.
But Tom, I weren't you there when John Starks came to the Chris Gethard show?
Yeah, I don't know why I was. I guess you guys all lost my phone number that day.
I texted you almost immediately.
You found my number again when Joe Firestone finally put a block on you texting her. Oh, Fred. I'm going to say goodnight to you for one reason and one reason only.
Why?
People on Twitter are begging me to hang up on you. They're begging.
Oh,
they're begging.
Okay.
Well, they're begging. No, I'm kidding. They're not begging.
Let the big, large white mob that makes up your fan base have
one. Yeah. Because you know this is one of the most just racially motivated radio shows you could ever listen to. You know that's the whole MO of the best show. Finally, the curtain has been pulled back.
Yeah, Travis Smiley off.
The curtain has been pulled back.
You had that crosstalk with Spike Lee that one time.
Yeah, Spike Lee. I walked across that gymnasium. And he just
I love that story so much.
I walked all the way across two gyms. I walked across two basketball courts and said to him, "Hi," and he said, "Yeah, I'm not working today, man." And then like turned away from me. And he wasn't even on a phone or anything. He just chose to stare at a wall rather than talk to me. It wasn't like now. If it happened now, he'd be looking at an iPhone, be like, yeah, okay, can bury himself in the iPhone. He did not have a phone on him. He was, he chose to like count, like to just count the lines in the hardwood floor or something and see if he could.
Do
like,
you think it was reverse racism?
No, I don't at all. I just think he wanted nothing to do with me. I think he just looked at, here comes some buffoon is coming to bother him again, and he's hanging out at Nick's training camp. But he certainly could have stopped me before I walked 300 feet along across the floor. He could have just yelled that to me at any point. He watched me walk the entire length of two basketball courts before Spike Lee let me come all the way up to him and just said, I'm not working today, man. And it's like, yeah, of course you're not working today. You make movies for a living. What, I think you're the shooting guard for the Knicks? You're not working today. None of us are. In fact, I was. Rain for
you think he would have live tweeted you walking over if he had a phone? Like, look at this fool.
Oh, I'm sure he would have. Yeah, he probably would have taken a picture of a hashtag moron. Right?
Tom, please take care of yourself.
What's that, Fred?
Oh.
Best show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Tom. It's Nicholas Tanak. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Hey, what's going on, buddy? What's going on?
I feel for you, man. I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I wanted to
ask you a quick question about being sick and being kind of like bedridden for like a day or two. I don't know, like what does something happen that's like kind of quirky and weird? Like for me, it's dreams. I fall asleep with the TV on. I just like keep like weird things like movies or like Adult Swim or Comedy Central stuff and I have crazy dreams where like Leonardo DiCaprio is trying to kill me and I'm in jail with like Alec Baldwin or Chris and I'm eating sushi with Christopher Walken or just like weird stuff. And I was wondering, is there anything that like when you're sick and then when you're not sick anymore you look back and you're like, wow, that was really weird. Does that ever happen to you?
I fade in and out of sleep when I'm sick to where I'm just like asleep, wake up. Then suddenly it's like nighttime and I'm just like, ooh, I can't sleep. I slept.
Yeah. That happens to me too, man. Yeah. That happens to me too. I just thought it was funny. It's like the dream thing is weird and I get like weird dreams when I'm sick and I get like in fever sweats and dreams, you know, and they continue. So it's like I wake up and I'll like, you know, eat or something, you know, use a restroom, whatever. And then the dreams continue, and Leonardo DiCaprio is still trying to kill me. And
well, I don't have that. That, I think you have dreams that you go back into. That's strangely admirable.
Dude, I had dreams with credits. Like, you know, those old 50s movies, like, about kings and queens, and there's, like, that old English writing, and there's this scroll-up and stuff like that, yeah. I've had dreams that continued, like, years later. I had dreams where I was in a dance school, like, kind of, like, fame. Then 4 years later, I was graduating. I had another dream I was graduating from it. I don't know. My mind's messed up.
Your mind, I tell you, these are unique. You have unique dream patterns. I've never heard anybody with this. You might want to start keeping track of these things, Nicholas.
Yeah, maybe. All right, I got to go. I love the show. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks,
Brian. And get well. Get well soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Nice guy. Do you see this thing? 80 people sent me this article about Tom Waits. Tom Waits. Where was it again? Tom Waits is trying to shut down a French circus. He's in a battle with a French circus that uses his music in its show. Bartabas's Circus Zingaro's latest show called Achieve Bien Les Anges is an equestrian opera and features 16 songs by Tom. Oh, Boy, what a joyous circus that must be. Yeah, look, I know the circus is cruel, but like this is like a new level of cruelty. This is like, if they wanted to make the circus less cruel, they should start like incorporating like elephants back into it. Like, can you imagine a circus with 16 Tom Waits songs? Some clown moping around, right? You know, it's probably like clowns with bindles and like sitting there like with flasks. And what songs are playing?
Walking down the street, oh sweet Mary, how could you leave me? Oh sweet Mary, in my garbage can paradise.
Circus, 16 songs. Oh, there's some footage of it here. I gotta see this. Oh, this looks the most moribund thing I've ever seen. Just horses riding in a circle. Oh, horses riding in a circle with Tom Waits blasting. These poor horses. Gotta listen to Tom Waits, but Rain Dogs blasting and some horses. Bad enough these horses like have to do tricks and stuff. Now they gotta hear, hey, somebody's gonna blast Fred's Wild Years or whatever that album's called in their face. Poor horse. Shut down the circus. Shut down Tom Waits. Shut them both down, right? Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Oh, it's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Josh calling from Elizabeth.
Josh from Elizabeth. What's up in Elizabeth tonight, Josh?
Not much, just hanging out, enjoying the show. I was wondering if I could pitch a quick podcast to you.
Name three businesses in Elizabeth.
Okay, Santillo's Pizzeria.
Name three I've heard of. Go ahead.
Okay, we've got a Sonic, a Wawa, and at least four Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, I know. Well, Sonic and Wawa are almost next to each other on Route 1.
Yeah, I tend to avoid that Wawa. More of a, there's another one down Route 1 I prefer to go to.
All right. And then you also have IKEA.
Oh, yes, that is right.
What's it with this IKEA, right? You know, they're always, like, manufacturing all these things, all these shelves. It's, like, always, like, all the things they make, right? You know what they should look into making? Shopping carts that don't drift. If you try moving that cart, I keep thinking I'm going to tear my ACL because it's like turning my ankle at like a 90 degree angle.
No, I understand. Every time I go, it's a Saturday, and I feel like I'm trying to cart around, you know, a bed frame, or if I'm going to wipe out some, you know, 4-year-old kid who's running across the floor.
Yeah. Work on that, IKEA. Come on, Martin. Martin doesn't want to talk about that. You don't want to be associated with IKEA, do you? No.
I prefer to stay away.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Martin, the guy from Sweden in the studio. Calm down, Elizabeth, man. So what do you want to pitch to me, a podcast?
Yeah, a quick podcast from the topic earlier.
Let's hear it. I want to hear this.
Okay, so it's a podcast in which you review the TV show Vinyl minute by minute, and you could call it The Nasty Bits.
That's a pretty good idea. The Nasty Bits. The problem would be I'd have to watch Vinyl.
Did you watch the entire season?
No, I shut off the beginning of episode 4. As soon as they were, like, making fun of Jethro Tull, like... Like, I don't want garbage like this on my label. The label's going in the tank, right? The label needs a hit real bad. But then, like, a band that's basically supposed to be Jethro Tull is playing, and he's, like, putting it down. It's like, no, Jethro Tull were enormous, and record labels made tons of money on the back of Jethro Tull.
I think I made it to the second episode, and I was actually watching it and thinking to myself, I'm wasting my life watching this, and shut it off probably about 20 minutes in.
You shut it off. You couldn't do it. You couldn't.
No, it was garbage. Pure garbage.
Well, look, bro, I get it. But you know what? You're talking about the place that I call work. Get off my phone. It's my employers. How dare you? Best show.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Hi.
Hi. To whom am I speaking?
This is Roxy in Los Angeles.
Roxy in Los Angeles. Well, thank goodness. Hi. Here's a call that fixes everything. What's going on, Roxy?
I have really bad allergies. And you're sick, too, so I figured I'd call and we could complain.
I am. I'm sick. Got a head. My head hurts. And oh, you're making me more itchy. Ugh.
I'm sorry.
I can hear
you.
I can hear how congested you are.
I'm so
My eyes are watering from just the idea of you. So what's going on? What's that? What's happening in Los Angeles?
What's happening? Well, today cooled down a little bit. It was nice out. It's been so hot lately. It was like in the 90s last week. But yeah, I don't know. It's nice out. Just working and really busy.
I saw your Instagram had a picture of you holding stuffed animals or something. What was that?
Yeah, my favorite place in the world, IKEA.
You were at IKEA.
I was at IKEA. I gave birth to a litter of puppies. You didn't see?
You were holding those stuffed animals that cost $4 each and are clearly stuffed with oily rags.
They're the softest puppies. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They are. I was just trying to see how many I could hold.
Yeah, now you wonder why your allergies are acting up.
Yeah, seriously.
Right?
You're right.
No, you were. What do you think, though? So you don't think that that price impacts quality in any way?
I mean, I'm looking at this planter that I bought that I have to put together, and it's. Not that it doesn't look that hard to put together, but it's been impossible, and it's just like sitting in a pile on my kitchen table.
Now, what is the name of that? What is the name of that?
I have the paper. It's just the IKEA PS 2014. It doesn't have like a name.
It doesn't have a name like Kallax. What does Kallax mean in Swedish?
I don't know.
And that's a place.
It's a place.
Yeah, that's a city.
Okay, it's a city. You hear that, Roxy?
It's a city.
Kallax is a city.
Cool. Sweden?
Yeah, northern part of Sweden.
Yeah, cool.
So what else is going on, Roxy?
What?
What else is going on? You and Doug making any wintertime plans here?
No, I'm at home right now.
You're
it's
at home?
Yom Kippur. He's doing his thing.
That's
tonight.
Right. The happiest of Yom Kippurs to all my friends. To all my friends, all the chosen faith. I celebrate all of you. And I wish you the happiest and healthiest of Yom Kippurs. It wouldn't kill you to do the same, Roxy.
I know.
Go ahead, do it.
He says, get well, feel better. He texted me telling you that. Yeah,
say happy Yom Kippur. Say happy Yom Kippur.
I'm not your girlfriend. You tell him.
Say happy Yom Kippur. Come on.
Yeah.
Say it!
Happy Yom Kippur!
There you go. Oh, I'm sorry I put you out so much.
I'm sorry.
So what? Sorry. So Doug is celebrating Yom Kippur tonight, obviously.
He is. And I'm at home.
And you're at home.
Hanging out.
Look, you could have gone over there and celebrated also.
I could have.
Right?
But he's sick, so I didn't want to go over.
He's sick. You're sick. I'm sick.
I'm not sick. I just have allergies.
Dudio's
sick. I don't
want to
get whatever he has.
Dudio's sick. I think Dudio got the Comic-Con bug also.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, man. That place was a germ fest. That was a germ.
What was the best costume you saw?
The best costume I saw would have been...
you said Barb already. Or whatever. Not
no,
Barb.
It was
sorry.
The wall. The wall in... I did see one Barb. I did see one Barb. I saw the Stranger Things wall.
Right.
I like
what
that.
What was the worst costume you saw?
The worst costume probably would have been a man dressed up as Eleven from Stranger Things. Not a huge fan of that one.
Yeah. I was actually calling you to tell you that I started hate-watching Sons of Anarchy in the last 2 months, and I'm almost done with it. Okay. But, like, I can't, I feel like I'm dragging trying to finish it.
Yeah. It's terrible. That's why.
It's like this last season, it's just like Jack's running all his errands before whatever happens in the last episode. And I have no idea what happens. I've been really good about like...
Wait, when did you start watching it? When did you start?
2 months ago. And I've just, it's literally the only show I've been watching for like 2 months.
And how deep into it are you right now?
I'm on like season 7, episode 7.
So you're almost done.
I know, but I'm like dragging my feet now. I don't want to finish.
Yeah.
But I have to. I have to.
Who's your favorite character on it?
Definitely not Abel. That kid's the worst actor ever. I don't know. I really like
Piney.
This character, Nero. He's pretty great.
Who's that now? Who?
Nero. He owns the escort service.
Nero. Like that's Jimmy Smits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? He's playing Nero.
Yeah, he's great. I love him.
Everybody likes Jimmy Smith. Have you watched The Get Down yet?
I haven't.
He's on The Get Down. You should watch that.
Okay.
Because you know how much I like Baz Luhrmann, right? I do.
Yeah, you're a huge Moulin Rouge fan, right?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
What, you think I'm making fun of it?
No.
I love it. I haven't watched it in a while, but I love it. And he's got this show, The Get Down, which is the history.
Oh, wait, is that the hip-hop show on Netflix? I have seen that. It is really good.
Yeah, it is. That's what I was saying.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I tell you, you're different without Doug, Roxy. He completes you.
No,
he completes you. It's like I'm talking to half a person. I want you to go over to... This is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Go over to Doug's house.
No.
With your boombox and your trench coat, your duster, and stand out in front of Doug's house playing the Sons of Anarchy theme on your boombox until he comes out.
No, I can't.
Well, you're going to have to. You're going to have to.
It's not going to happen.
It's happening.
No.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
You have a great night, too.
Feel better. Best show.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
Jonathan in Nashville.
Jonathan in Nashville. What's going on tonight in Nash Vegas, as we call it?
Nothing much, man. It's pretty late. I'm just listening to the best show. I seem to call in at the end of the show all the time. So, not much going on.
All right.
But I had two things. One, I wanted to report that I was at Duke's last week.
Yes.
Hanging out at Duke's where you spun some records.
I did. Did you order my drink on the menu?
I did not.
Did you see it on the menu? Don't tell me they took my drink down already.
No, your drink's on the menu.
Good.
It's just not it's not my jam.
What, you don't like seltzer?
Yeah, well, you know, I was just like looking for something a little bit more adult.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, first of all, seltzer is more adult than what do you want? What were you going to have that's more adult? A Michelob Light?
I think I had a Tecate or a few.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah. That's my jam.
Seltzer is very adult. In fact, it's so adult, it's for old people.
Yeah, I guess you got a point there. I've seen it in a lot of old movies, silent movies.
How many silent movies are you watching?
Zero. I was just making that up.
Yeah.
Zero. You totally taught me on that.
I love the idea of somebody going, yeah, I see it a lot in old movies, silent movies. How many silent movies are you watching? Zero. I made that up. That's the funniest collapse imaginable, just immediately. Zero. I made that up. You're all right in my book.
Well, I wanted to report that I saw two massive shirts.
Oh, where?
Two massive shirts of Duke's, but zero Best Show shirts.
Yeah. And where did you see the massive shirts? You were probably looking down and they were passed out on the floor? Is that where they were? Did you trip on them?
No, that's not allowed at Duke's.
Were they wiping down the bar with them?
No, they're just, I mean, they seem like pretty clean cut guys. I mean, they weren't too over the line.
So what you're saying? What's your name again?
Jonathan.
Jonathan. Very very fancy name, Jonathan.
Sorry.
Well, you know, John. You could go with John or John.
No, I'm kind of against John.
What about Johnny?
No, absolutely not. Sticking with Jonathan. It's just my. Just my thing.
Now look, it fits. If it fits you, it fits you. So, so these people, you're saying that even down there, these people clearly went to apmike.bandcamp.com. They ordered his shirts, his mass shirts. He mailed them out to them promptly and efficiently. They got them and they put them on. They're like, this is a well-made shirt and it's beautifully designed, high quality garment. And they wore it out that night. Is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Happened. I mean, they wanted to represent.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they seem like pretty nice guys. I didn't talk to them.
Oh, I'm sure they're nice guys. I'm sure they're nice guys.
I mean, I wanted to, but it's like really loud at Duke's, so it's kind of hard to talk. Yeah. There's a no dancing policy, and it's so loud, they really should have a no talking policy.
You can kind of, if you say Tom said I could dance, You can do one song. You can dance to one. If you say to Sarah, Tom said I could dance to one song, I bet you could dance to the song there at Duke's, the bar in Nashville.
Think she'd clear the floor for me?
No, I just think you have to make your own way and dance, but don't bug others.
Don't push it.
Yeah, don't push it. All right, goodbye. I'm done with you. Best show.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mike from Kentucky.
Mike from Kentucky. What's going on down in Kentucky?
No, not much, actually.
Home of Kentucky. Home of? Say it.
Home of Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah, no, not. That's not a person. That's a thing.
Okay. Home of.
Come on. You can do it.
Of a person, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's many people. Johnny Depp.
Name a few. Johnny Depp. Give me two more.
Jennifer Lawrence.
J-Law. The actor my lowest accomplishment is that the TV show I worked on, she was on it. Jennifer Lawrence was on an episode of Monk, and for literally 90% of her performance, she was wearing a mascot costume. I am not kidding you. She takes it off at one point. For one scene, she takes the mascot costume off. For the rest of it, she's wearing a mascot costume. Just think about that for a second. It's Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
One of the she's running Hollywood now. One of the top movie stars. We were lucky enough to get her on the show I worked on, Monk. So naturally, what do? They make her the murderer on the show? Give her a juicy part? No. They put her in a mascot costume. She's dancing around in that. You can't even see her face.
So she's in the show, but she didn't take it off in the show.
One scene, she does. And then you're like, oh my God, that's a young Jennifer Lawrence. How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, should we do the half hour of power, my friend? Not you. I'm asking the caller. Mike, these are the people who make the decisions, the callers.
I think this would have bled over. Why not?
Get off my phone. You're driving me up the wall. You stammering buffoon. You stammer like that. What are you? Is this a Woody Allen contest? I want to just say, I don't know if you should do the half hour, but. Jeepers creepers, man. Leonard Cohen's got the right idea. I'm coming with you, Leonard. I'm coming with you. I gotta be nicer to myself. I'm not very nice. Got the phones off the hook. Who's good here, Mike? Two. Okay, Mike says two is good. Best show.
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
It's going all right. Who's this?
This is George.
Where are you calling from, George?
North Jersey.
All right. I'll be nicer to you because you're not far away. What's going on? Well, what can I do?
All right. It's just that you're not feeling well. I hope you feel better, first of all. I wanted to get that out there.
Thank you, George. That's sweet of you to say. I appreciate that, honey.
I had sent this picture to you that I thought would have you would found interesting. I don't know if you saw it. It was a picture of Alex Jones.
No, I don't think I got that.
It's him. It was like this. He posted this tweet. It's him shirtless on a horse, talking about freedom will rise.
Where did you send it to me?
I sent it to the @bestshow and at your Twitter as well.
I'm sitting there staring at what people send me all day? I didn't see it. Send it again. I'll look at it.
Also, wanted to thank you because you're kind of creating this community here in the New York wrestling scene.
I'm creating a community where?
In the New York independent wrestling scene.
Really?
Yes.
How? So, how am I creating a community there? I don't talk about wrestling on this show.
Well, you know Jeff Cannonball, right?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He was in the band Altered Boys, and he's a local wrestler, and I had a thrill to his adventures on Instagram.
Well, I've met him, and because of the connection to the show, we were both wrestlers. We became buddies, and then we met this other guy. So there's this commentator who, whenever he's calling my matches, he constantly is dropping.
Wait, you're a wrestler also?
Yes.
What name do you wrestle under, George?
It's J. George. I'm the unpredictable J. George.
George? J. George?
Yes.
We can do better than that.
What do you got in mind? You have a better
Describe your thing. Give me an idea of what you look like, first of all. Just get in your words. Now, I don't want to see a picture. I want to hear you describe yourself.
I'm tall. I'm a fairly brown skin. I'm a Hispanic male with a very large and curly hair.
Okay.
I come out with very loud jacket that has the fringes going down and a cape. But I mostly wear black and white though because I try to stay away from different colors. It's too overwhelming for me to pick. But
the unpredictable J. George?
Yes, sir.
Like why? Because nobody can know what's going to... But nobody should know what's going on with any wrestler, J. George.
No, I mean, it's more so in the sense that it's just silly things that I'll do in a match like that are kind of out of the norm of what you would expect. There's some comedy involved, and I do some... In terms of like some of the maneuvers and the way I move around the ring is pretty different than what other people do. And it's always just like, people always on their feet, they never know what I'm going to do.
Well, why don't you do this then? Why don't you go the other way rather than be,
You have to see this one promo I did, Tom, because it's. I think you would have really liked it.
J. George, you're winning me over here. J. Where am I going to see this promo?
J. It's up. It's up on my YouTube. I'm on at JGeorge49 on Twitter and stuff, and I posted on there. I mean, I could send it to you now.
Hold on, I'm looking at JGeorge. Let's see, JGeorge Desire.
No, it's at the letter J George and then 489. That's just
okay. It's not It's not. Okay, but I'm looking at this wrestler here who sounds like the guy. You sound like you were just describing yourself.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, and here you are. You're grappling with some guy, and you're wrestling. You're wearing something that says obey and conform. No, you're fighting. Oh, yeah, there you are. Are you wearing something that says obey and conform?
Yeah, that was an older attire I had. That was like a tribute to the movie They Live.
Well, you would have something in common with my friend Pat Byrne, then. Pat? Did Pat leave? This guy wrestled with wrestling gear that said obey and conform. Because Pat has. A band. What's the name of your band, Pat? They're called Famous Original They Live, and they play with sunglasses on, and they do the whole thing. It's a great band. So you're past that. What do you think about this, J. George? What if you wrestle as like a Woody Allen type character, right?
All right, I'm with it.
Well, just picture this. Tweed jacket, right? Tweed jacket with the patches on the elbows, right?
Right.
Like you almost do like a Nutty Professor kind of thing, where you're just like a nebbish, and then like something transforms you, right?
Okay.
Like you need to do some kind of like let's put a hook on this thing. Unpredictable is too vague.
Yeah, I could see what you mean with that.
You need a thing like it's. What if it's called?
There's this guy called CPA who's a certified personal accountant, and that's what he does.
Well, that's a pretty good.
He's the ring. I don't think he's actually a certified personal accountant. That's his wrestling name. That's CPA.
That's an amazing idea. What if we call you? What if you're the guy who's like? What if you're the guy where there's like two? Like you're just like. What if you pretend that there's like two of you or something? You know what I mean? Like some kind of weird thing to make you like. You got to find a hook here. This J. George thing seems perfectly fine. Look, I was watching the video. You're a real wrestler. And there he goes. Okay. Did he hang up? Or did the phones go dead? I don't know. Well, look, J. George. I'm going to write you a new act, J. George. You gave me a new purpose here, bro. I'm writing you a new act. I'm going to create a new persona for you. What do you think about that? J. George. What if it's called the Dementoid? Is that a good thing? Dementoid? What happened? Are we on the air? I don't know. Went quiet, right? Didn't it get quiet? Oh, the phones are ringing. There we go. I'm going to end the show and then do the half hour power. What do you think about that? We'll just do the half hour power. Look, I know this was not the tightest show, but you know what? I won ugly is what I did. That's what I did. This was San Antonio Spurs. This is 2002 San Antonio Spurs. You show up, you win 77-73. This is 94 Knicks. That's what we did. I beat it and I won. Now the half hour power we're going to do in a couple minutes. It's 30 minutes of unscreened calls. We're going to have my friend Martin from Malmo. You know Martin from Sweden. He'll be here. He scared me. I tell you, this studio, he's sick also. Let's listen on the way out. as we say goodnight to a record by a band I played last week. We're going to play them again. Black ABBA. Their single is on Goner Records. Let's check this out. Half hour power coming up next. Call 201-332-3484. Get in on the action. Here is Black ABBA with Civilized. Bye.